three or four preachers on the day of his inauguration pray in the name of Jesus. Now I heard it with my own ears. A man, a woman, praying, but they ended their prayer in the name of Jesus. And people can say what they want to about Trump. Then I listened to the prophecies about him. They made a movie about it. How the Lord told this, he was a fireman. And the Lord told him that Trump was going to be elected. And he told his doctor, and the doctor told his wife what Mark had said. And she started a prayer chain. This man was put in because of God. And then when Jonathan Cahn wrote The Paradigm, and what he said about how Trump is like Jehu, these things fit. God raised up somebody to give us a reprieve. But the thing is, it took more people to vote him in both times than the people that voted for others. People just knew that Hillary was going to win, and she lost. That shows you that the nation is stronger than it looks. It's not like the media says. But watch this. But when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, shall not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead? And people are so thrilled about the Illuminati. Witchcraft will get you dead. It's going to take everything away from you. They bait people with money and pride and prestige, and then it consumes them from the inside out. It's just like a vampire sucking the life out of them. That's what sin will do to them. And these are people that God loved. He loved the wicked just like he loved us. Just like he loved Jesus. He died for us all. But they chose to get in that deception. And it's going to take believing on Jesus to get out of it. And some people are going to have hands laid on them and be delivered from the demons. But if they don't call on the name of Jesus, they're going to be totally consumed into wickedness. And they can't control it. They can't stop the process on their own. But the illusion, their whole life is one big fat illusion. From the deception to the rebellion, the whole thing is an illusion. They think they're succeeding. They're walking on thin ice, and there's a firing under the lake. Okay, he said, when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead? No, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And Satan used the people while they're in darkness to blockade the light. When you preach the gospel, the evil friends don't like it when you tell their hungry friends about the Lord Jesus. So whenever you minister to people, you have to do warfare before you go. You have to tell Satan to shut up. He can't use anybody while you're talking. When you go into a room full of people, and you got a minister, and all right, you go in, you're going to minister at a funeral or say words at a wedding or some kind of event. All kind of people are there. People that are not churched are there. You have to do warfare before you go. The demons on the people, the wicked people's lives, will activate them if you don't do warfare. You have to control the room. And you have to control it through Christ. Now, you know, I preach at Sunday school a lot, and it's an easy audience because everybody loves God. And it's been a while since I preached at other places. I went to a friend of mine's funeral, and I didn't do warfare. When I got up there just to read a scripture, I felt the pushback. I said, I forgot to do warfare. I had to do it while I was standing there silently. And I felt the pushback of the unchurched people and the demons that's on their life. And I said what God gave me. You have to do warfare. You have to control the room. And there were people in the audience, I could tell they were hungry. They wanted more. If we don't do our job, people will die. They'll die in their evil. They'll die in their ways. And God is not pleased with that. If we follow God, we're going to reap a huge harvest. And it's being reaped now. But God needs more. He needs every soldier that will follow him. Not just anybody. He need people that would be obedient to the T. If you can't be obedient to the T, he's not going to hire you to reap his field. You're going to be doing whatever you're doing. But what I'm saying is, the greater anointing that it takes, he'll give it to those that are obedient. When they should say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep in their mother, should not a people seek unto their God, for the living to the dead? This is all over the land. And not all over the land, but it's heavy on our property, on our land, on our nation. But he said, to the law and to the testimony. This is what we have to come back to. This is where we can build our life. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in them. So people are teaching opposite things. You got to understand there's no light in them. And God is not with them. But watch what happens to them. And they shall pass through it hardly bestead and hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward. This is their end game. They're rich, the Illuminati, the politicians. They can buy judges, lawyers. They're rich. But their best life is over because they're going to pass through it hardly bestead and hungry. They still are disconnected from God. And sometimes they want out. They wish they could be normal again, and they can't. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves. They see, pride looks within. There's no answer within. And curse their king and their God and look up, shaking their fists. And they shall look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness and dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. They can't come out of their demise. They will be driven to darkness. They can't control it. They can't stop it. They can't wish their way out of it. They won't believe on Jesus. They are stuck and driven to darkness. The enemy will drive people mad. He will drive them. They're rich. They have money in the bank. They can't be satisfied with possessions. They want more and more. They can't enjoy the day. They got beds. They can't go to sleep. They got cars. When they drive them, they're still frustrated. When they go on vacation, they're still angry. They're driven to do something. And the only relief they get, the demons are on them so bad that they drive them to darkness. They harass the Christians. They go out of their way to do campaigns to bring the nation down. I heard Hillary Clinton myself say that we need people with deep-seated religious beliefs. We need to change it so that more people can have abortions. That's a witch. That is a witch. Only a witch could do that. Only a witch could do something that low down. The things that's in the dark is going to be exposed. See, you know, you can't sell witchcraft. You have to portray it another way. You have to hide it. Darkness hides. But one day, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, he will perfectly guide you into all truth. And you'll know what's better and what's not. The things, you know, in the circle of our world, from our perspective, I read something a man said that was going on. And he was talking about things that George Bush did. He said, you know, how he was over the CIA and they brought in the drugs. And a man that was in the drug enforcement saw him in Florida and wanted, said, look, we found out that the CIA is behind this, bringing in the drugs. And he wanted Bush to do something about it. Now, he's not, he was President Bush then. And he used to be head of the CIA. He just smiled and walked off. Now, I saw this on the video. It was a real video. It was on film. I saw this. He didn't just tell me about it. I saw Bush just laugh and walk away from the man. Now, I lived on the bottom end of this thing. I saw neighborhoods fall because of crack. The sins of the leaders will be exposed. Just as sure as he said that. You know, you can ignore it or look at it for what it is. And this is where I never voted for Daddy Bush. But I did vote for his son. And I didn't, you know, to the pure, everybody's pure. To the froward, everybody's froward. But the man who was doing this document, he said, you wouldn't do these things, but they will. There are evil people. Their evil is so evil that you can't imagine it. You couldn't imagine a person being like that. You'd probably have to say, well, that's probably some crime boss, organized crime mafia type people. They low down enough to do stuff like that. No. Witches, warlocks. People are evil. And they always want to get to the top. And there are good people also that want to do right and fight for what's right. People like David. Everybody that want to get to the top is not evil, but evil people want to be in charge, and they have no peace. The enemy drive them in the darkness. Because Satan wants to control everything. So anybody that'll, once they get leaven, the leaven grows and fills their heart. And now the more leaven a person becomes, the more evil they become. And the more under Satan's control they become. They don't know why they want to do this stuff. They're driven to darkness. Because they refused salvation a long time ago. They learned to lie. I don't wish that on nobody. But here it is. Before other people are pushed off the cliff, we need to do our job. We need to minister to people and love people. And follow God, follow the Holy Spirit and His guidance only. Not a demon, not a self-will, not pride, not greed. We need to follow Jesus. We need to follow everything that He's saying. We need to pay attention. We need to be raised up. You got to crawl out of that the bubble. Where, you know, it's easy to get comfortable in a bubble. Because if you love God, good things are happening around you, coming to life around you. But we still share the responsibility of looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We're gonna grow from glory to glory, and this life is gonna get more comfortable. But you can't rest in that comfort. Don't trust the comfort. Trust Him. Go further than that. And if you follow God, your life might even get more comfortable. But you're gonna have to do the things that God. Pay attention. Write the books He's giving. Pay attention to the things the Lord show you. Not just the things that you can easily receive, but everything. Because when the Lord show you hard truth, He'll show you how to solve the problem and help other people not enter into it. And He'll show you what's coming. I love the men of God that's not afraid to show people what's down the road. and what people are really doing. We need to know. And the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. And remember, his return is imminent. So be ready that you be not left. I'm going to be ready so I don't be left. And all of his people ought to be ready. Because the rapture is redemption. It has nothing to do with the tribulation. And the tribulation has nothing to do with the rapture. The Lord said the rapture is redemption. Tribulation is destruction. And he want to remove his people. Because when he come back to kill, you don't need to be here. But some people, see, grace, grace, people will get saved until Jesus come back. When his feet are on the ground, that's the end of grace. You're going to be caught. Everybody that's caught off guard, that's whatever they are, they are. They should have got saved before he got there. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.